So we're here with MRSV Pontiac engineer Kim Lesage to talk about the PPJ report for 2021. Kim, how's it going?
Good. How are you, Caleb?
Oh, I'm not so bad. So the report just got approved there at the last MRC meeting. So what are some of the highlights from last year's PPJ?
So the bike path was open and maintained from May to November to encourage outdoor activities, which is really nice despite the COVID-19 pandemic. Gets people out safely. Recommendations from public health authorities were posted at all the rest areas and will continue to be posted. We have two workers, as in the past years, responsible for maintaining the trail and infrastructures. We've installed 9 BC Bound bike repair station terminals along the bike path, and that's a project carried out by SSC students, high school students, as part of their lab finance and in collaboration with Carrefour Jeunesse Emploi. So we installed 9 new BC Bound repair stations for a total of 11 now that we have throughout the Pontiac. We also did granular recharge reloading by Nugent Construction of 100 millimeters of stone dust over 3 meters wide. And that was from the 8th concession in Clarendon to the Highway 148 bridge at Campbell's Bay Cement in Litchfield. We also did, and that was for about a 10-kilometer area.
Okay.
We also did about 1 kilometer of ditching at specific locations where that was needed. We inspected 32 culverts by our civil engineering technician, and we also installed posters throughout the PPJ in municipalities, in town centers, to instruct users to keep our parks clean, not throw out litter, especially in the towns. Right now, the bike path is used by snowmobiles from December to March.
And can you explain a little bit about the budget there, since this the route is sort of funded half through this provincial Route Verte funding as well?
Yes, so this report had to be adopted for our Route Verte funding program. And the Route Verte reimburses, that's an MTQ grant that reimburses up to 50% of our expenses related to maintenance of the bike path. And that includes even salaries of our maintenance people, our vehicles, gas, and then all the construction work that was done, all the civil work that was done. This year, however, we also applied for the upcoming year for another grant, and it's called the PEFIR, and that would cover 33% from the provincial government and 33% from the federal government, any construction work, so any granular recharge, ditching, or culvert replacement work. So right now we have to sit down and really crunch the numbers to see how we would benefit most from both grants and to get the more bang for our buck.
Sorry, what was the name of that program again?
PAFIRS. It's P-A-F-I-R-S.
Okay. And can you talk a little about the actual usage of the trail, too? Because I understand with all these lockdowns or restrictions, I guess, on activities, outdoor and cycling is one of the few things that is sort of allowed, I guess, or at certain points.
Yes, we haven't did an official count in the past 2 years. However, visually, we've noticed a really high increase in the number of users. Even in my small town of Vinton, I could see a lot of people walking across the roads, using the bike path, walking their dogs, biking. And I think that I hear that reflected throughout all of the Pontiac.
And just looking ahead here, 2022, this summer coming up, are you guys working on a plan as far as repairs or work that needs to be done on the trail?
Yeah, the repairs or the improvement of the track, right now we're going to continue where we are, so heading from Campbell's Bay towards Litchfield and Davidson, and all depending on the amount of money we have, we might do a little bit on Île aux Allumettes as well.
But no major sort of culverts or anything of that nature that needs to be worked on? Or
in the past 3 years, we've replaced every culvert that was in critical shape, so this year we could concentrate really our money on the stone dust, on the resurfacing. Yep.
And anything, I'll give you the last word here if there's anything that we forgot to touch on there.
No, not really. I just really hope that if you haven't taken a bike ride or a walk on the PPJ, hope to see you out there this summer.